بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We welcome you to this program, and it is Ulumul Quran. We continue with the topic of Wahi. So firstly, we have to renew our intention. You know the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, من تعلم القرآن خير الناس. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best of people are those من تعلم القرآن وعلمه, those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran Sharif. So the sciences of the Quran Sharif, it goes into different, you'll see books and books that have been written on this. Just on the, why this word must have a fatha at the end, why this word must have a kasra at the end, there's volumes of books just written just on that. Today, however, we're just going to be discussing wahi. And one of the questions we're going to be looking at is, did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam see Allah azza wa jal? So yesterday we told you Musa alayhi salam did not see Allah azza wa jal. The Jews claimed that, and they opposed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wherever there was an opportunity. And today you can understand the Jews also. Whenever there's an opportunity to turn away from the truth, they are the first to do it. So like this, they opposed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, caused taklif to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said that you do not see Allah, whereas Musa alayhi salam saw Allah. That's not true. False news. Till today they spread false news. And then they said that Musa alayhi salam saw Allah and spoke face to face to Allah. So this was all fabrications. Yes, Musa alayhi salam did speak to Allah. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah azza wa jal says that Musa alayhi salam, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah azza wa jal spoke to Musa directly. In the same verse which is mentioned, verse 164, and Surah An-Nisa, the beginning of the verse is, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Prophets which we've mentioned to you, meaning Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from before, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and prophets which we did not mention. From this, the scholars have said that to stipulate exactly how many prophets came, and to say this is the exact amount, it cannot be true. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prophets we sent, we spoke about, we mentioned to you, and prophets we did not mention to you. So there is a hadith which speaks about and says 124,000 Anbiya Alayhimus Salam. But this narration is from Musnad Ahmad, and it is fairly a weak narration. Compared, and when you put a verse of the Quran in front of a narration, then you'll choose what? You'll choose the verse of the Quran. So we say approximately 124,000. There's no problem in saying approximately, but to say definitely, exactly, then this won't be accepted. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to Musa alayhi salam verbally. It wasn't through a dream, it was verbally, and this took place. And yesterday we told you about Musa alayhi salam's meeting, and this was Surah Al-A'raf, verse 143. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. When Musa alayhi salam came on our appointed time, and his sustainer spoke to him, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. And Musa alayhi salam said, O my sustainer, show me, I want to see you. Allah Azza wa Jal said, قال لن تراني, you will never be able to see me, ولكن انظر إلى الجبل, that look towards this mountain, look towards the mountain, فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. When you see this mountain, look at it, and this probably came in the form of a light because Allah has no shape. The minute you add a shape to Allah, this is already going in the footsteps of the Christians, where they say, Allah, Father in heaven, all of this, it's going towards all of that. So we stay away from that. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, absolutely nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that an appearance or something to represent Allah on the mount, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it turn, he smashed it to pieces. And فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى. So Allah smashed it to pieces. When Allah's tajalli, Allah's appearance, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light appeared onto this mountain, then what happened? It smashed to pieces. Allah made it smash to pieces. And Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. This is what's mentioned. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. So when Musa alayhi salam gained his consciousness, فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ, when he gained his consciousness, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ, and he said, glory be to you, تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ, I repent to you, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and I am the first to believe. I am the first to believe. So this is all mentioned. We spoke about this yesterday. And it all falls part of that verse which we said, Surah Ash-Shura, in the beginning. So that's chapter 42, verse 51. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا. So wahyan, yeah, we said, was an infusion of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the heart. أو من وراء حجاب, or from behind a veil. That was Musa alayhi salam's incident. So here comes the question, and we said, did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam see Allah Azza wa Jal? So before we answer this question, firstly we have to look at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, if you want to know, Masruq rahmatullah alayhi, he was a tabi'i. So Masruq, it means the stolen one. He was stolen when he was young. And then they found him. So Masruq reports, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a tabi'i. He says, someone asked him, that did Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, هل كانت عائشة تحسن الفرائض, did she have knowledge, was her knowledge beautiful? Did she understand a lot, meaning the obligations? Did she have knowledge of the obligations? Masruq, what was his reply? Masruq says, فقال, إي والذي نفسي بيده لقد رأيت مشيخة أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الأكابرة يسألونها عن الفرائض. So he says, yes, definitely, I take an oath on my life. I take an oath upon the one who holds my life. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ, I saw مَشْيَخَةَ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْأَكَابِرِ, I saw the big, big shuyukh of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And meaning the akabir, they used to come and they used to ask her upon injunctions of the Sharia. This was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's knowledge. This also is mentioned, you can find it in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, Kitab al-Fara'id. So here comes the question, yeah, it's also mentioned in Al-Haythami, Al-Muhaddith Al-Haythami, and it's mentioned there that this narration is quite sound. When you come to the narration of Tirmidhi of this verse, which we spoke about in Surah Ash-Shura. So yeah, Masrook says, I was reclining in the presence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. When she said, she called him Aba Aisha. So Masrook was reclining. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was there. And she addresses him and asks him a few questions. So فقالت يا أبا عائشة ثلاث من تكلم بواحدة منهم فقد أعظم على الله الفرية من زعم أن محمدا رأى ربه. So يا Hazrat Aisha رضي الله عنها says, there are three kinds of people, three kinds. من تكلم, a person who speaks any one of these, then he has fabricated a great fabrication upon Allah. He's speaking great lies on the side of Allah. The first one, من زعم أن محمدا رأى ربه. The one who says or thinks firmly that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah. فَقَدْ أَعْظَمَ الْفِرْيَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then this is a great, great lie upon Allah. And now look how she answers. Allah says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ. In Suratul An'am, verse 103, she says, nothing can comprehend in terms of viewing Allah Azza wa Jal. Then she gives this verse here of Surah Ash-Shura, verse 51. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِن وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. So that it's not likely for a person to speak, for Allah to speak to a person, except through the avenue of wahi, or behind a veil, or through the institution of an angel. So he says, وَكُنْتُ مُتَّكِئًا, I was leaning on something. فَجَلَسْتُ, then I sat. فَقُلْتُ, and I said, يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, O mother of the believers, look at the respect, أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, يَا أُمَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, أَنْذِرِينِي وَلَا تُعْجِلِينِي, that have sabr with me, have patience with me, I'm going to ask you a few questions. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha gave her proof from the Quran Sharif. Masrook rahmatullah alayhi saying, just have a little bit patience with me. Alaysa yaqulu Allah, that didn't Allah Azza wa Jal say, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. So this is Surah An-Najm, verse number 13. Then he quotes another verse, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. So yeah, in both these verses, both are telling you وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. That's how you translate it. So what's Masrook trying to say, rahmatullah alayhi? He's saying that in these verses, it's saying, and this teaches us when you're confused about something to ask the ustad, there's no problem. But look how he set up, and he said, have patience with me. Like Musa alayhi salam, he asked Khidr alayhi salam that they have patience with me. So he asked the question that in these two verses, the second verse, وَلَقَدْ رَأَهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, this is chapter 81, Surah At-Takwir, and verse number 23. So here both the verses are telling us that he, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saw him. So Masrook is thinking that this refers to Allah. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Allah. Look at the response of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. قالت, أنا والله أول من سأل عن هذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. She says, me, verily, والله, I was the first one who asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. So her mind already went to that. And imagine those who reject the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those who reject the very mother of this ummah, where so much of knowledge comes from. They reject her from the roots. So She says, I was the first to ask this question. قال إنما ذاك جبريل. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this year وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him. It's referring to Jibreel alayhi salam. That's what Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says. إنما ذاك جبريل ما رأيته في السورة التي خلق فيها غير هاتين المرتين. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I did not see Jibreel alayhi salam in his proper form except at these two times, those two verses we mentioned. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, رَأَيْتُهُ مُنْهَبِطًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رأيته منهبطا من السماء سادا عظم خلقه ما بين السماء والأرض. What was the size of Jibreel alayhi salam? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I saw him descending from the heavens, and due to his tremendous size, he filled what was between the heavens and the earth. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his original state. Look at how Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha comes now and defends Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا كَتَمَ شَيْئًا مِمَّا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ أَعْظَمَ الْفِرْيَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever thinks that Rasul, so this is the second, there was three things Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, that whoever says these three things, then they are fabricating a great fabrication upon Allah. So here is mentioning, she is mentioning the second. Whoever thinks that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hid something which from the revelation which Allah azza wa jal had revealed, then this is a great, great lie upon Allah. A great, great, great fabrication upon Allah. And then she quotes a verse. Everything she has, a backup, a proof for it. يقول الله يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. O messenger, proclaim what has been sent down to you from your sustainer. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 67. Third thing, وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي غَدٍ فَقَدْ أَعْظَمَ الْفِرْيَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ. And whoever says or thinks firmly that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had knowledge of what's going to happen tomorrow, then this is a great fabrication upon Allah. And notice each time she's saying fabrication not upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She's saying fabrication upon Allah. Why? Because she quotes the verse then. She's quoting a backup verse to tell you. So if you're saying this, this means you're going against the verse. If you're going against the verse, you're going against Allah. So the Kufar Shia, they reject Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. They reject Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So that's a great fabrication upon Allah. That's a lie upon Allah. So here she says, she quotes the verse here. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That nothing, قُلْ means say, instruction to say, لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Nothing, nobody knows or has any knowledge of the heavens and the earth, the unseen of it, except for Allah Azza wa Jal. None in the heavens and in the earth knows the unseen but Allah. So this is chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the chapter on the end, and verse 65. Now we come to this, and we wanted to speak on this also. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentions the first time revelation came down. We're reading the Quran Sharif. It is the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So this is the month of the Quran. The Quran was revealed. And we said to you, Quran was revealed one shot to in the Lawul Mahfuz. And from there it came down piecemeal gradually upon the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam via the institution or via the medium of Jibreel alayhi salam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, it's the second hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is mentioning this hadith. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi puts his first chapter, the chapter Kitabu Bad'il Wahi. Kitabu Bad'il Wahyi, how revelation, the chapter on the first revelation that came down, how it began. So she says, أنها قالت أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالحة. And she says that revelation, the first revelation that came down upon رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was a رؤيا الصالحة في النوم. This was the truthful dreams. We know that the Anbiya عليهم السلام, their dreams are truthful. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. So the commencement of divine inspiration of Allah's Messenger was in the form of good dreams, which came down like bright daylight. ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ. Then the love of seclusion was bestowed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-khala, this means seclusion. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked to be alone. He used to go in the mount, and that was, which mountain? Hira. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa would go there. كَانَ يَخْلُوَ بِغَارِ حِرَاءِ فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ التَّعَبُّدُ الْلَيَالِي ذَوَاتِ الْأَدَدِ قَبْلَ أَن يَنْزِعَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. So it was the time of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa would go there, and he would go into seclusion in the cave of Hira, where he used to worship Allah, and continuously for many days before his desire to see his family. He used to take some, what you'll say, patkos with him, food for the stay, and then he would come back to his wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, and then until suddenly the truth descended upon him while he was in the cave of Hira. Seclusion has many benefits. This month of Ramadan, we should try and sit in seclusion at times, because most of our days engaging with people, men folk are going for salah with jama'ah. So set aside a little bit of time at night for seclusion. فَجَاءَهُ الْمَلَكُ فَقَالَ اِقْرَأ. An angel came, as Aisha radiallahu anha is mentioning. An angel came and she instructed, read. What was the response? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ. I'm not a reader. قال فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجَهْدِ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي فَقَال اِقْرَأ. So Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came and he held Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tightly and pressed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the point that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he couldn't handle it. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. Then he left me. فَقَالْ اِقْرَأْ. And then he gave the instruction, read. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ. قُلْتُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I cannot read, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this incident to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ. فأخذني فغطني الثانية حتى بلغ مني الجهد ثم أرسلني فقال اقرأ. Same thing. Jibreel alayhi salam grabbed me tightly and then I couldn't handle it. He pressed me, I couldn't handle it. ثم أرسلني. Then he left me. فقال اقرأ. And then he said, read. Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam said, فقلت. I said, ما أنا بقارين. I'm not a reciter, I cannot read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي ثَالِثَ. Same thing happened. Grabbed me again and then pressed me tightly. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. He left me. فَقَال. This time Jibreel alayhi salam said, and this was the first revelation, اِقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَلَقْ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمْ. Read in the name of your sustainer who has created all that exists, created man from a clot. Read, اِقْرَأْ. Again, the instruction. And your sustainer is the most generous. فَرَجَعَ بِهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ يَرْجُفُ فُؤَادُهُ. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم returned with his heart beating at a different rate, and it was severe. فَدَخَلَ عَلَى خَدِيجَةَ بِنْتِ خُوَيْلِدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم then entered upon his honorable wife, the mother of this ummah, Hazrat Khadija رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. And what did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Zammiluni, zammiluni. Cover me, cover me. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, فَزَمَّلُوهُ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الرَّوْءُ. So they covered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam until all that fear that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was experiencing was removed. فَقَالَ لِخَدِيجَةَ وَأَخْبَرَهَا الْخَبْرُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the whole incident to Khadija radiallahu anha. لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I feared what's going to happen to me. What's going to happen to me, my nafs, myself. فَقَالَتْ خَدِيجَةُ. Khadija radiallahu anha mentions, كَلَّا وَاللَّهُ. Allah will not forsake you. Allah will not humiliate you. مَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ. مَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا. Allah will never ever humiliate you. إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ رَحِمَا. Verily you are one who enjoins family ties. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. And you are one who feeds. You maintain family ties. You help the poor. As well as وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And also you help the destitute. You serve your guests. وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ. You serve your guests. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And you always... You serve your guests generously and assisting, you assist the deserving calamity afflicted ones. Those who are afflicted, you help them too. فانطلقت به خديجة حتى أتت به ورقة ابن نوفل ابن أسد ابن عبد العزة. And she is the son of ابن عمي خديجة رضي الله عنها. So this means it was the cousin of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, and his name is Waraqat ibn Nawfal. So he, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, goes and takes Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to a cousin, Waraqat ibn Nawfal. And he was a person, وَكَانَ امْرَأً تَنَصَّرَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. In Jahiliyyah, he turned Christian. وَكَانَ يَكْتُبُ الْكِتَابَ الْإِبْرَانِيَّةِ. And he used to be a scribe, used to write in the, what you'll say, Ibraniya is a language. People say that this is Hebrew. Ibraniya, he would write in this language. فَيَكْتُبُ مِنَ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِالْإِبْرَانِيَةِ. He used to write the Injil in Ibraniya. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wished. أَيَّكْتُبَ that he writes. وَكَانَ شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. قَدْ عَمِيَ. He was an old person and he became blind. فَقَالَتْ لَهُ خَدِيجَةُ يَا بْنَ عَمِّ اسْمَعْ مِنَ بْنِ أَخِيكَ. He says, O son of my uncle, listen to your brother, to the son of your brother. Listen to your brother's son. So Khadija radiallahu anha then mentions all of this takes place. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs what had happened. فَقَالَ لَهُ وَرَقَةُ يَبْنَ أَخِي مَاذَا تَرَى فَأَخْبَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam خَبَرَ مَا رَأَى. وَرَقَى asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the whole incident. قَالَ لَهُ وَرَقَةُ هَذَا النَّامُوسُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. عَلَى مُوسَى, and he says, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, يَا لَيْتَنِي فِيهَا جَذَعَ. So, وَرَقَةُ بْنُ النَّوْفَلْ says, this was the same one who used to keep the secrets which Allah Azza wa Jal used to send upon Musa alayhi salam. And then he says, he expresses this desire, Ya laytani fiha jada'a, laytani akuna hayya, laytani akuna hayyan, idh yukhrijuka qawmuk. So he says, this is the same one who keeps the secrets whom Allah had sent to Musa alayhi salam, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam. I wish I were young and I could live up to the time when your people would turn you out. So when he said this here, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shocked. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَوَمُخْرِجِيَّهُمْ. Are they going to throw me out? قال نعم. He says yes. لَمْ يَأْتِ رَجُلٌ قَتُّ بِمِثْلِ مَا جِئْتَ بِهِ إِلَّا عُودِيَ. وإن يدركني يومك أنصرك نصرا مؤزرا. And Waraqa says, any man who came with something similar to what you have brought was treated with hostility. And if I should remain alive till the day when you will be turned out, then I would support you strongly. ثم لم ينشب ورقة أن توفي وفطر الوحي. What happened? But after a few days, Waraqa passes away and the divine inspiration was also paused for a period of time. So this was the first narration with regards to Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. With regards to Wahi, we say it's actually the second narration, but if you see referring to Wahi, because the first narration of Bukhari Sharif is innamal a'malu bin niyyat, and these ahadith which we spoke about or referred to you, it is the second narration of Bukhari Sharif. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the love for this wahi, that is, it's the greatest miracle that has come down. Alama Busayri Rahimullah, he says that this is the greatest miracle from all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Why? Because the previous Anbiya alayhimus salam, they came with miracles, but those miracles ended. This miracle continues. Till today, we still have the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, we get the ability to honor the Quran Sharif. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.